بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We continue with the topic of showing love and affection towards young children. And yesterday we spoke of the hadith and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever he visited somebody's home and there were children there, he would not ignore them. He would not ignore them, but he would give them a moment of his time. He would make salam with them, he would pass his hand over them, and he would express love and compassion towards them. Another hadith, and from this we learn tolerance. Sometimes we lack tolerance when it comes to young ones, when it comes to children. And the moment we find that they are acting perhaps the way children act, the way we acted when we were small, we find it disturbing and annoying, and we cannot tolerate it, especially when it comes to the environment of the masjid. Rasulullah is in salah, and all the sahaba are behind him, and he's in sujood, he's in sajda. And sahaba said it was a very long sajda. It was a very long sajda. They actually thought that something had happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then eventually he raised his head and salah continued and he made salam. And they said, Ya Rasul of Allah, first time we find that you have prolonged the sajda like this. What happened? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nothing really happened. Just one of my sons, referring to his grandchildren, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, one of them got onto my back while I was in sujood. And what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, picture out if I'm in salah, sometimes I'm at home performing salah and a kid maybe just walks in front of me or there's some disturbance and how annoyed we become. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I'm in sujood, and he's the imam in jama'ah. He's got the whole congregation to think about. It's not just his salah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I wanted the child to play until he was satisfied. Ma kuntu uridu an u'ajjilahu. I did not want to rush him and hasten him. Look at the level of consideration for a child. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I waited for the child until he had his moment on my back. And once he got down, that's when I lifted my head and continued the salah. May Allah grant us understanding.